Together, aligned in peaceful oneness, we celebrate a joy-filled world, co-created in love, harmony, and abundance. We're going to say it one more time, but you've got to visualize that filling the room and then going out into the world to bring world peace, right? Together, aligned in peaceful oneness, we celebrate a joy-filled world, co-created in love, harmony, and abundance. And that is true. It's happening, happening, happening.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we all say, namaste.
Namaste.
The light within me greets the light within you. Namaste.
Namaste.
I'd like you to start, turn to somebody close to you and say, namaste.
Namaste.
Well, a preschool teacher, Sunday school teacher, was concerned that the students might be a little bit confused about Jesus Christ because of Christmas does not always emphasize his birth. To make sure they understood the birth of Jesus occurred for real, he asked his class, "Where's Jesus today?" Stephen raised his hand and said, "He's in heaven." And Mary shouted out, "He's in my heart." And then little Johnny, waving his hand, blurted out, I know, he's in our bathroom. Yeah. And the whole class was really quiet and looked at the teacher and waited for a response. The teacher was lost for words. Finally, he gathered his wisdom and asked little Johnny how he knew this. And little Johnny said, "Well, every morning, my father gets up and bangs on the bathroom door and yells out, 'Jesus Christ, are you still in there?'" That could have been me. My dad did that very often. So, I am born anew as I open my heart, being of sacred service. Together, I am born anew as I open my heart, being of sacred service. One more time so I say it right. I am born anew as I open my heart, being of sacred service. As children, we learn about our world and ourselves through many unintended things. One of the things that we seldom learn or are taught about is our true nature. That's why those words from Acts 17, 27, and 28 move in our hearts. At least they move in my hearts, right? They will search for God. In fact, they'll even grope for God. Although God is never very far away from any one of us, for it is in God that we live, move, and have our being. We're immersed in the presence of the divine. Every cell of our being is permeated with God life. God is the breath of life. That's what Jesus said. That's what demonstrated in Genesis 2. It fills us with each breath we take, and yet most of us aren't even aware of it. God is nearer than our very next breath, and we don't know it. How could this be? Right? Like Adam and Eve, we bite into the fruits of duality and have come to believe that we're separate from the living essence that permeates our being, prompting us at every opportunity. This is the one constant message that is actually throughout the Bible, and yet most Christians can't see it. That was a message that God shared with Abram as he stood gazing up at the starry night. That was a message that God shared with Jacob after he climbed up that ladder. That was a message he shared with Joseph and Moses and and Joshua, and that was the message that Jesus shared with you. When he asked you to allow your light to shine out into the world so that you could give glory to your Father in heaven. Have you ever heard God calling to you, prompting to you, tapping at the door of your consciousness? The divine spirit pushes a little more of itself into our being, gently pushing on that divine spark living in you, right? Have you felt it? Well, I guess we all have felt that longing, right? But since most of us believe that we're separate from this life force, we have come to believe this longing is something else, and we try to fill it with many outer things. I know for many years, I tried filling this longing of my soul with outer things, you know, athletics, alcohol, drugs, work. But the longing rarely subsided. Even when my life was seemingly going very well, I felt something was missing. I felt that unhappiness and success were outside of my reach. After all, that's one of the things that I was taught as a kid. Likewise, I placed my self-worth, my self-esteem, and happiness in outer appearances. And I clung to all that I felt was part of my world, even though I knew it was lacking. I was afraid that if I let go of what I was holding on to so tightly, what would I have? What would I be? There came a time I was so immersed within my darkness of despair that I thought that there was no escaping. And that's when I finally heard Spirit's whisper. Well, it was actually a little bit more of a loud shout. Actually, it was what I call a 2x4 experience that hit me right upside the head. An event, you know, that hits us that way. Hopefully, the event causes us to rethink our choices. The words of Cahil Gibran echo in my mind. Pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses our understanding. So often it is the pain we are experiencing that catches our attention and challenges us to change. That's what happened to me. One of the changes I made at that beginning point was attending Unity in Chicago 36 years ago. Wow. I felt inspired to be a sacred service, and I found myself involved in the planning church's move from their downtown location up to the north side. Then I volunteered to help restoration of that new location, which was really pretty amazing, but it needed a lot of work. And then I painted all the outside windows on this 40,000 square foot building. It had a lot of windows. Then I organized the hospitality cruise. Taught people how to cook, right? And I found myself as a volunteer coordinator, which was a volunteer position. This was all really incredible because 2 years before, I would have never volunteered to do anything, especially at a church, right? Wow. I had somehow been called to feel this sacred craving and was brave enough to surrender to its calling. The more my soul felt fulfilled. So I volunteered more and more and more. Right? And the more I was of sacred service to my spiritual community, the more my soul felt filled. Being of sacred service is to others is what my soul calls me to be. It has become all I want to do. Whether it's sharing my insights here on Sunday morning or teaching classes or listening to the counseling that I do, cooking, cutting the grass. As I open myself up to allow Spirit to flow through me and my innate spiritual gifts, the more I feel Spirit's presence. God's life filling me, right, in each moment. As Paul said, I live, move, and have my being in God. That I am one with the sacred energy of life. And the more I align myself with this sacred breath flowing through me, the more the illusion of separation is dissolved. And the more clearly I can see and feel that divine spark in me. And I understand more of my true nature. So what's your true nature? And when I ask this question, most people respond on their own personality types, right? Or the talents and or the positions that they're holding in life. That is not who you are. Growing into awareness of my true nature, of our true nature, is more like what happened if we go off on an adventure like that young boy who wanted to meet God. He knew it would be a long trip to where God lived, so he packed up his suitcase with Twinkies and 6-pack of root beer. And he started off on his journey. When he had gone maybe 3 blocks, he met this old woman sitting on a park bench, just staring at the pigeons. And the boy sat there next to her, and he opened up his suitcase, and he was about to break a drink of root beer when he noticed that that lady looked really, really hungry. So he offered her a Twinkie, and she gratefully accepted and smiled. Her smile was so pretty, the boy wanted to see it again, so he offered her a root beer. And once again, she smiled, and the boy was just so delighted. They sat there all afternoon, eating and smiling, but they never said a word. And as it grew dark, the boy realized how tired he was, and he got up to leave. But before he had gone more than a few steps, he turned around and ran back to that old woman and gave her this great big hug. She gave him her biggest smile of all. A short time later, the boy opened the door to his home, and his mother was surprised to see the look of joy on his face. And she asked, "What did you do today that made you so happy?" And he replied, "I had lunch with God." Before his awestruck mother could respond, he said, "You know what? She's got one of the most beautiful smiles I've ever seen." Meanwhile, that mother returned home, and her son, stunned by her look of peace and radiant smile, he asked, "Mom, what did you do today that made you so happy?" And she replied, "I ate Twinkies and drank root beer with God in the park." He's much younger than I ever expected. Two individuals shared something special with each other, a gift that they were uniquely qualified to share. The ability to allow the light and love of the divine to flow through them in an unrestricted way in the moment now. Because they were able to share their unique gift to the world, by being of sacred service, without strings attached, and without looking for an ultimate payoff, they were able to experience an awareness of their true nature. You are a perfect child of God, right? You are a perfect child of God, created in the image and likeness of God. And you know that the Bible actually says that? Right? Actually, right at the beginning, Genesis 1:27. You are created in the image and likeness of God. Its creativity, its wisdom, love, life, and energy flow through you. You were formed by this one power and one presence, and it brought you to life by its breath. It breathes that divine energy into you in each and every moment. And the only way of growing into awareness of it, of this true nature, is by being a sacred servant, extending it out to others and opening your awareness a little by little, moment by moment, until you realize its fullness. In the book, How I Use Truth, Emily Cady wrote, "There is but one universe. There is but one hand in the universe. It's God's hand. Whenever you have felt that your hand was empty, it was because you have believed yourself to be separate from God. Where do you suppose comes this desire to give of yourself? Is it from your mortal part of you? No. It is the voice of God, of the giver of all good gifts, expressing through you. Your hand is God's hand." You know, you can even hold it up. "My hand is God's hand." You know, you can begin to feel that. "My hand is God's hand." Our Father reaches out through its only hands. It is one of the most sacred gifts that we can experience, growing into an awareness of our true nature. To know at its depths that we are the hands, the feet, the arms, the heartbeat of God. To realize in whatever we do, as we do it, that we are one with this living energy, this invisible matrix that surrounds and enfolds us. That we are the heartbeat of God in this moment and the next and the next. So how do you go about growing in awareness of your true nature? Of our knowing God, that we are God's instrument of love, of peace, of wonder in the world, and that we are a spirit, the breath of God expressing itself. Right? Just as the Apostle Paul, Teilhard de Chardin, St. Francis, Emily Cady, and yes, even Jesus urged us to do. Could you imagine that wherever you go, whatever you do, that you are God's expression, and even at work, that as you express yourself, you're expressing the essence of the divine out into the world. Oh my gosh, right? What if I knew that when I used to fry chicken? Instead, he opened his, you know, you remember Brother Lawrence, the 15th century monk who lived in a monastery and whose job it was to wash the pots and pans and used to cook the meals for all the monks? Who here likes to wash pots and pans, right? Some of us. What a messy job, right? Messy, messy, messy. While washing the pots and pans, Brother Lawrence could have easily focused on the negative aspects of the job and how much dirtier, meaningless work there needed to be done. He could have daydreamed or allowed his thoughts to run away through a whole gamut. He could have done many other things. Instead, he opened his awareness by emptying his mind, or as in that movie said last week, and the peaceful warrior took out the trash. right? As he let go of whatever concerns and he opened his heart up to the mind and his mind up to the sacred breath of life filling him, flowing through him. He realized living spirit was expressing through transporting him to a higher and fuller awareness. Just as most who seek to be of sacred service open themselves up to be in the moment to experience the awe that can be felt simply by being of sacred service. This type of openness creates a portal out into the invisible ethers that can lift us into being truer, deeper awareness of our oneness in God. As I have said over and over again, Jesus said, in all things, seek first the kingdom of good and its harmony and balance, and every good thing your heart desires will come unto you. In other words, you have to be open and receptive to the moment and the rhythm of life, and it is the only way to experience heaven. He definitely wasn't talking about some futuristic afterlife experience. He was talking about experiencing this ever-expanding realm of possibilities in the present tense, right here, right now. When we create that space for such openness, our awareness kicks into a higher gear, and we see more with much more clarity, and our intuitive intuitions engage, and we begin to feel much more of an intensely alive. The action we take isn't so much what causes the shift in our awareness. It actually occurs in the depths of us and of our being, because we have chosen to be open. We have chosen to be open to the movements of spirit. As a result of this choice, we become more aware of the living spirit flowing through us, and becomes less and less restrictive, just as Jonathan Livingston Seagull, right? You see, Jonathan Livingston Seagull realized very early on in his journey that most important thing in life was just to be open and receptive to it, to reach out, to touch, and to be what he loved most. What Jonathan loved most was flying. He flew at breakneck speeds, diving and then soaring over the ocean, the water of the ocean. And when Jonathan asked Chang, an elder gull, is this heaven? Chang replied, heaven isn't a place or time. Heaven is being. You begin to touch heaven the moment you touch that perfect speed, that perfect expression, and that perfect speed isn't a number, because a number would be limited and would limit perfection. And perfection doesn't have limits. The trick for Jonathan was to stop seeing himself trapped in his limited body or limited mind or limited situation. The trick was to open up and to know that his true nature lived as a perfect, as an unwritten number, everywhere at once across space and time. One morning after watching Jonathan crash into the water of the ocean, his mother asked him, why, John, why is it so hard for you to be like the rest of the flock? Why do you have to skim along the top of the water? And Jonathan replied, I just want to know what I can do and what I can't do. That's all. I just want to know. And as we read about Jonathan's journey, we learn his openness to know and to be forever growing into an awareness of his true nature. We can feel, as we seek to become that perfect expression, what love would do and be. In choosing to be open to life, and life itself becomes the reward, living fully in the present moment. The food, as Jesus said, learning to be and expressing the wonder of life through its movements. True success in life is not about power or control or money or the accumulation of things or whatever at whatever cost. The true experience of life is about being, taking the opportunity to learn and be whatever spirit is poking at us to be. It's such an incredible journey to feel spirit, the breath of the divine, flowing through us. As we seek to experience this wonder and be open to Spirit's prompting, we create a space within us for the living Spirit to work. Such openness empowers us to see more clearly Spirit's reflection in the life and everybody around us. Truly, it is all about growing into awareness of our true nature. And then we know that we are God's expression of love and life in all that we do. Wow. I am born anew as I open my heart, being of sacred service. Can you affirm that with me one more time? I am born anew as I open my heart, being of sacred service. I'll invite her.